Hello there. Welcome to the Gamers Guild Star Wars Shatterpoint podcast. My name is Kenny, and welcome to the Gamers Guild. Hi, as I just said, we are doing a podcast for the new AMG Star Wars Shatterpoint game. And with that, we will have some new crew, some old crew, and some just a lot of fun to be had around this new and exciting game. Obviously, we don't have a ton to discuss yet as far as gameplay goes, but we're going to talk a lot about just what AMG revealed on last week's stream, and just talk about what we like about Star Wars, favorite characters, all that fun stuff. So first off, we've got our co-host for the Marvel Crisis Protocol game, Jimmy DeHand, with us. How's it going?
Excellent. Super excited for this game. I love the reveal stream they had the other day. Imagine it's about 80% of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that'll be definitely 80%. Maybe 20% speculation, 5% what was revealed in like that first video, but that's 105%, which I'm not good at math.
I'm willing to go up to 110 for this podcast.
Okay, I'm here for it. So, Justin, I know you've had some experience podcasting for Marvel Crisis Protocol. Do you have any other podcasting or Star Wars gaming experience that you would love to talk about?
I have quite a bit, actually. In fact, the reason I got back into minigames, because I was into minigames when I was younger in my teenage years. I played a lot of Games Workshop stuff, and they just didn't stick with me. I dabble in it here and there, but I got back into it pretty hard with X-Wing and Imperial Assault. And I love Imperial Assault to this day. It still makes me sad that FFG sort of, they didn't totally kill it, but it's in a nursing home. Like, no one comes to visit it anymore.
I don't think I've ever even seen that game played, so.
It's very fun. But yeah, I played a lot of that, and I did a lot of Star Wars Destiny, which is actually how we met through Destiny,
yeah.
The card game. And I did some podcasting for that back in the day, back when that was a living, breathing, real life, real boy card game.
I miss it.
Yeah, there is a group still keeping it alive with fan-made content. It's kind of cool. I
don't miss it that much.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with, but they look into it. It's a renewed hope if you want to search it out somewhere. There are still people playing.
Yeah, and we have a new face joining the crew. He's been on the Crisis Protocol podcast before, I believe, as a guest. But welcome, One Absolute Matt.
Yeah, hi, everyone. So I've been big into minis gaming for a little while myself. Started out with X-Wing. Moved on to War Machine after that, and currently playing MCP, really excited about Shatterpoint, and too many other small minis games like Don't Look Back, and I just picked up Yoff Sigga, so I was diving into that earlier today.
Nice. Yeah, and you are probably one of the best painters I've seen, especially like in person. Haven't seen much that comes close to the level of work you do on your paint job. So really excited to see what you put forward with Star Wars Shatterpoint.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, I've got some, definitely going to try to extend in some LED work, I think, for all these lights that are coming.
Ooh. Please do some tutorial videos so I can do that as well, because that would be really cool.
Yeah, we'll have to throw it up in like the Discord or something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, cool. So let's get into the actual meat of the episode, talking about the core box reveal. The first thing they revealed was those really cool, like, diorama backgrounds almost for taking pictures of any models you paint, which is something I'm really excited by, because if you've ever seen me post pictures of my Marvel Crisis Protocol paint jobs, it's literally just like, whatever's in the background is in the background. So it could be just like any stuff on my desk, whether it's like an iPad or pens or pencils. So this will be a very welcome change for me. What did y'all think about that?
Yeah, I had someone message me once on Discord saying, is your name on Discord Jimmy the Hand? Because whenever you take pictures of your minis, there's a hand holding the piece. I had to say no, although it was a good guess. I need to step up my photo taking game for sure.
That's amazing.
I mean, I do already have a light box, but those backdrops will help give you some thematic, and I've heard there's also like tips to help you take better pictures with that backdrops as well.
That's cool. I mean, I've got like a decent light that I could use for stuff. I just don't know how to do anything. And Crisis Protocol was my first minis game, so excited to get into my second.
Yeah. And it looks like this is going to be another skirmishy game. Like, you're not going to have like 200 pieces on the board, which is nice.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was... I mean, painting up a cohesive army is cool and all, but batch painting like 50 troopers with the same color scheme is not my idea of fun.
It is the worst.
Yeah, I want to have cool dynamic pieces where I paint a couple of them and then I'm done. Then I paint in a Jedi and then I'm done. And then I paint the terrain, or say I'm going to paint the terrain and don't because I hate terrain.
Same.
Yeah, that's the reason I got into Crisis Protocol instead of Legion, because I've played plenty of nerdy games. Like, we played Destiny together. So going into Legion, I was like, I've never painted before, and I don't really think I care to paint 50 B1 battle troopers or 30 clones or whatever piece you have. Just that did not seem appealing for someone new to painting, but I'm definitely happy to have some kind of Star Wars game that I can paint in any kind of free time that I have now that I have a 4-month-old.
Yeah, that will definitely cut into your time.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed painted Legion characters. I did some of those for commission for people. But like painting a whole army, I've owned a whole droid army, and I've still got Shadow Collective, and I've still not played a single game of that game.
I've played Legion, and I have a good, hey, it takes about 800 points to play the game. I've got some extra unit. I could probably, all told, have maybe about 1,000 to 1,250 points for Legion painted up. So I've done my painting for those army games, and then that doesn't include all the Warhammer stuff, which is way worse. But yeah, it gets a little tiresome. That's why these skirmish games definitely hold an appeal for me, because, you know, it's like, oh, I don't mind painting three of, you know, Obi-Wan's Legion of Stormtrooper. What is he, the 212th? Is that right? I always get him mixed up, him and 501st.
Yeah, yeah. I can't
I think it's his off the top of my head. 212th, yeah, for Obi-Wan and 501st for Anakin.
Yeah, 501st is definitely Anakin. I know that one. I did not know Obi's off the top of my head.
But, you know, like, 2, 3, you know, that's fine. But if I have to paint, like, 40, then it becomes less fun.
Yeah, that's understandable. What did y'all think about the amount of plastic that was in this box?
That is a ton of plastic packed in that
box. Box is huge. Like, yeah. It's thick. I mean, it's a big box.
Yeah, I saw the amount of plastic, and I kind of like,
it was like never ending.
Yeah, got like the deer in the headlights look, like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? But I mean, there was what, like two massive character sprues and then two terrain sprues almost, it looked like.
It might have been more terrain sprues.
Yeah, I think there was at least two big bags of terrain
in
that box.
Yeah, but it's a crazy amount of plastic. And for, I mean, that's all what did they say? Like $165?
Yeah, $165 is an amazing price point for that. Like, what they are offering you, and like the way they say it, like, you have a full squad ready to go out of the box. Like, no need to like supplement with extra pieces. That's awesome. Like, being able to do that with a starter set is amazing. It's what they do with MCP as well, which is a good trend to go with. You want your starter to bring some value and to have some some punch to it. They've really done that.
I honestly expected that price point to be higher myself. I was glad that it was lower, but I was expecting probably more in the $200 range before they announced it.
$200, $250 for that amount of plastic. Yeah, I would have been shocked. Like, it wouldn't have surprised me if it was over $200.
Yeah, I was.
So $165 is amazing.
When they announced the game, I was kind of expecting $150 based on like the character, like the amount of characters and models and all that fun stuff. And they kept on pulling out more and more plastic, and I was like, oh no, this is not going to work. And I'm glad it's still closer to $150 than $200, but yeah, it's going to be a long time to to paint and assemble all that. The other thing they showed was the score tracker, or what they called the struggle or momentum tracker. Looks a lot different from what we're used to seeing in MCP. It doesn't look like a standard victory point tracker or anything like that. What are y'all's thoughts on what that could be or how that could work? Just complete baseless speculation. This means absolutely nothing. But if you're right, you like get a prize to be determined later.
I mean, as far as like the specifics go, I do not know. I am interested in like less. If you do this round, you get X points. First person to X points wins. It doesn't seem like that for like a tracker bar like this.
I hope it ties with like events that happen in that round, like showing like the fate or the force struggle between the two squads in that round, reflecting that.
Yeah, kind of like a tug of war kind of mechanic. Like you might gain some points one round and steal some from your opponent another, and like you're fighting back and forth for the balance of the force. I can see that. Sounds
our shows that attrition of war kind of, because most of the stuff they've shown is all in the Clone Wars era right now, so it could show that struggle of like, because CIS was winning for a long time and the Republic was coming back, so I mean it was a back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, that's very true. Speaking of the Clone Wars era, on Facebook, Will Schick did confirm that if you look at the images and go back and watch the stream, on the B1 Battle Droids card, there was a Republic symbol on it. Someone asked about that. It's like, why do the B1 Battle Droids have a Republic symbol when they're clearly part of the droid army of the Sis? And that is because that is an era symbol. So it does seem that we will probably branch out into different eras of the Star Wars galaxy later down the line.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Because the only game that has ever ventured into the sequel era is X-Wing. And they've only dabbled. They haven't really dipped their toes in too much. Are we going to get like a Kylo and Rey set of pieces for this game? Like, could we get Snoke? Or I know it's not everyone's favorite movies. I know people have opinions about them, but I think the character design for Kylo is awesome, and I would love to see him on the battlefield. And I would love for this to be the game that finally brings him out.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just think like that's going to be years down the line, if anything. Like, I think,
yeah, I mean, you're probably going to do Luke and Vader first, but yeah, you know, I'm just saying, AMG, if you are listening, keep it in mind. Don't completely write off the sequels.
There are sequel there fans out there.
Time is in the rough in those sequel movies. Because I did like using Kylo and like Destiny, because I played it for a little while as myself when it first launched. But, yeah. There's some shining characters in that sequel trilogy that deserve a little bit of love.
Yeah, like Captain Phasma.
Phasma's awesome.
Yeah, give me a shiny trooper on the table. That would be great. Yeah, I'd be curious to do that. Like, if they'd go even like with the High Republic books coming out and the Acolyte show, I think, like, will they go High Republic era as well? Who knows?
That'd be fun having like Jedi Temple Guard and
Yeah.
Like old school, like Jedi, like Defender, and what is it? There's Guardian. I can't remember the names of all the different groups of Jedi. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, and then you have like the, what, like massive armies of Sith before it was just the rule of two.
Yeah, before Darth Bane came in and laid the hammer down.
Yeah. give me a Darth Bane model. That would be sweet.
They released Darth Bane for Destiny, I'm just saying.
They did. Wasn't that the last set?
I think I was out of it by that time.
It was the last set, yes. But they did release him.
Yeah. He was fun. I had a lot of fun playing him, like the 2 months before the game died.
Now, from what we've seen so far from the game, it looks like there are a lot of Jedi-focused kind of, I don't know the terminology, leaders or
generals?
I would say squad leaders, maybe, since it's all divided by squads.
Right. So I wonder how focused this will be on, like, melee combat, because if you've got a group of stormtroopers, they're not running in there punching things. But if you've got Jedi, like, what are they doing to get up the battlefield? I don't know. It's something that I'm kind of curious about. Like, how are they going to handle two very different types of troops on a battlefield? Where, I mean, did they confirm the size of, is it 3x3 like all the other skirmish?
Yeah, it's 3x3.
Okay, so traveling that far across a battlefield, I wonder how they'll do melee versus, maybe that's where all the terrain comes in, because they do say it's important.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how the terrain works in this game, because I believe it's going to play a lot bigger influence on the actual battle. I mean, MCP does play a lot, but I think this one's going to have a bigger, at least I'm hoping, has a bigger line of sight, so you can actually go under, like, overhangs and stuff, like, cover and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I know Schick mentioned that ladders, you're not going to have enough of them, so that'll be interesting to see.
I also want to talk about and show my appreciation for the naming they've given some of these boxes, like the terrain pack with the scaffolding and stuff is called the High Ground.
Oh, yes.
Obi-Wan's box is called Hello There. Like,
yeah, all those neat little fan touches, yeah.
Yeah, I hope Grievous's box is the General Kenobi box. But it's not actually it. General Kenobi in the box.
Yeah, it's not General Kenobi, it's Grievous.
That would be too good. But let's talk about some of the core box characters first. Let's go bad guys first, because bad guys are more fun, right?
Always.
So in the core box, we've got Gar Saxon, Lord Maul, some Mandalorian super commandos, Asajj Ventress, a super tactical droid called Kalani, it looks like, and the B1 battle droids. My first thought when I was reading those characters was I didn't know that the super tactical droids had names.
Yeah, I wish I was more familiar with the Clone Wars show. I am not. So named battle droids is new for me, but I've been assured that it's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the Clone Wars like a couple of times. I just never put two and two together that was a thing.
It never stood out to me either. But it could be like his designation, like spelled out as well. Because, I mean, we always call 3PO 3PO.
Yeah.
Even though it's a 3P and an O.
Yeah, that's very true. The thing with, I guess, the squads, we had the, like you said, the Hello There squad pack, and it has Obi-Wan, Cody, and a couple 212th troopers. I'm guessing that squads are basically broken into probably groups of three or four from what we know. And so here we probably have two groups of four. What would y'all think the squads are? Like, who would be the leader? And then I think AMG has said something about second in commands as well. So, like, who would be the leaders and second in commands for each of these squads?
Well, I think Maul is going to have Saxon and the Mandalorians, because he was leader of Death Watch for a while.
Yep.
So Maul would obviously be the leader with Sax as like the lieutenant or whatever you want to call it.
And it would make sense for the Kalani to be with the battle droids. And then I guess, I mean, I don't know any specific like interaction in the shows or whatever from Asajj with battle droids, but she did work with the CIS. So, I mean, I guess that works. Can you, have they mentioned, like, could I do Maul with battle droids if I wanted to, or is he stuck with Gar Saxon? And
that,
like, if I pick Maul, am I stuck with Gar Saxon in the Death Watch?
I'm not entirely sure. We have seen.
Yeah, we don't really know yet.
It's all speculation on squad building at this point. I'm kind of hoping it's flexible, like MCP, where you can pick Maul and maybe Kalani and the B1 battle droids or something, and not have to be like locked into taking all four of the squad at the same time.
And they mentioned like a second in command. Do I have to take one, or could I just load up on battle droids?
I would think the second in command has some other kind of benefit that it gives you. So I'm not entirely sure.
And we don't know, like, I mean, because we've seen most of them before, but like the three battle droids are all on one base. So I mean, it could be like a three squad with Ventress, the tactical droid, and the B1s.
Yeah, and we could see some like two squad B1s come out in a later box or something like that. Who knows? And then for the good guys, we've got Captain Rex, we got Bo-Katan Kreese, we got 501st Clone Troopers, Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, and the Clan Kreese Mandalorians. So I think logically here, it's going to be Anakin and Rex as the squad leader and the second in command, and then with the 501st Clone Troopers. And we've got Ahsoka, Bo-Katan, and the Clan Kreese Mandalorians is the other squad there, which kind of makes sense. Because, I mean, if you look at season 7 of Clone Wars, where it's Ahsoka and Bo-Katan versus Darth Maul and Gar Saxon, you kind of got like a little snippet of a timeline there. And then Anakin and Rex versus Asajj and the super tactical droid Kalani. I mean, that just is thematic as well for a Clone Wars battle.
Yeah.
I'm into it. And I like the mix. I like that it's not, this is the Clone Wars. Everyone gets clone troopers with them. You got some other things going on, like the Death Watch Mandalorians, the Night Owl Mandalorians, yeah. Bo-Katan, you know, like there's other stuff going on than just clone troopers and Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so like maybe if we get like a Yoda box down the line, maybe he'll come with some Wookiees or something along those lines.
Or some younglings. Just don't play against Anakin. And then with the core box release, we've also got the Hello There Squad, or not the Hello There. Yeah, it is the Hello There Squad pack. And I'd imagine they haven't announced this yet, but if I were to bet, it would be the General Grievous box with the B2 battle droids.
I think it's what everybody assumes, but like I know they put out that pre-order still that has like shows what else supposed to be able for pre-order this coming week or whatnot. But if you, there's the box behind Obi-Wan's box, it looks like you can see the top of Dooku's head and the art.
I think that was
Dooku is not that much of a stretch though. If they go Dooku instead of Grievous,
no,
something tells me whichever one they don't release, they'll release pretty quick after.
Yeah, I mean like the month after, because we also know. Like, we've got Dooku and Grievous, and then there's also the Luminara and Barriss box, which has some more clone troopers in it, which makes sense. And so I'd imagine whatever bad guy doesn't get released, Wave 1, we'll see them, like, in the next set of releases. But we know those are the releases. What are some releases y'all would want to see pretty soon as well? Like who are your wish list characters just for the Clone Wars? Because we're not gonna dabble like way too far ahead into the original or sequel trilogies. Let's just stick with the Clone Wars era. Who do y'all?
You ruined my answers.
Oh no.
Well, my main wish from the Clone Wars era would probably be Plo Koon for the light side.
Plo Koon would be cool. Having Yoda ride on the back of Chewie and have, like, what is it? I can't remember the name of the leader of the tribe.
Oh, yeah, that's been a hot minute.
Yeah. He has a name, but having him and some Wookiee warriors and Chewie and Yoda riding in the battle, that would be a fun pack for sure.
That would be an awesome pack. I would want, oh gosh, there's two I would want. I would want a Hondo pack with some pirates.
Nice.
You know, the Clone Wars is not just Jedi and the Separatists.
I say there's a whole bounty hunter thing going on back then. You got Cad Bane. You've got
Cad Bane would be another one.
Bosk. They did young Boba Fett back then. Then they've got normal age Boba Fett during the original trilogy era, and then you've got old man Boba Fett, Daimyo Boba Fett from like the Mandalorian. You could do
I want the Bad Batch as well. Clone Force 99.
Bad Batch would be a cool set. Ironically and unironically, both at the same time, which may be ironic, is I want a Jar Jar and Captain Tarple's box with some more Gungan warriors. Share that with
Qui-Gon and I am in.
Well, Qui-Gon wasn't part of like that big battle.
Well, no, but I mean, who else are you going to pair Qui-Gon with?
Yeah, I guess that's Obi-Wan.
Padawan,
Obi-Wan. Yeah, I guess I could see it. But I guess what they got to have two
young Anakin. Young Anakin.
God.
Yeah, and then, I mean, there's so much they can explore, like, sort of around that era. Because, I mean, you can get Padme with some Naboo Palace Guards. There's a lot. I'm excited to see what they do, but I'd imagine they're sticking with a lot of Jedi and Sith Lords first, or bad guys. I mean, you got Savage,
all the Dathomir witches, the Night Sisters.
Night Sisters, and what they have a whole zombie storyline or something you could do.
But for bad guys that I'd want Pon Krell.
Pon Krell would be fun, having a dual-wielding lightsaber for the bad guys to go against Asajj. I don't count Grievous because he's got too many lightsabers.
Yes. Well, I mean, Pon Krell has the same amount of lightsabers.
Pon Krell has four arms too, doesn't he? I forgot about that. Yeah.
He just double dual-wields, essentially. Yeah. And then what else am I missing out of the core box? Y'all help me out here. Movement tools and range tools look just like MCP.
Yeah, they look just like MCP. You get tokens. Like, there's attack and defense dice. I think the defense are the D6s.
Yeah, it looks like they're using like D6s and D8s in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks like it's correct. I'm excited because I mean
that's Legion-esque. That's how Legion does it. So
okay, yeah, I'm kind of hoping these dice are a little more balanced than the MCP dice. I love MCP and like those dice set up for some really cool superhero moments, like someone just beating the absolute snot out of someone else in just one hit. Yeah, that's Marvel. That's comics. This is not comics. This is Star Wars and more. Tactical and battle based, so balanced dice will definitely be, I think, a much better pace for this game than the Crisis Protocol dice.
Now, did AMG say they were going to have more streams and stuff going forward? I know they've already had a paint stream, but like, are they going to do any like rule reveals before Adepticon, or is it surprise? Here's the rules, learn it.
I know like they've mentioned stuff specifically in March, but there's got to be stuff probably before then too. Like I wouldn't expect.
I mean, February is upon us. By the time this episode airs, it will be February, I'm guessing. Yeah. So we have 1 month until they're supposed. I mean, because Adepticon is like March 23rd. So yeah. You're talking.
So you got about half to give us more info. I mean, or they might just withhold it all and like let the demos speak for themselves and like all the, you know, people that are there demoing it at Adepticon, which I'm definitely planning on doing.
I have literally set a whole day aside at Adepticon just so I can go and check the game out. And,
which day is that, Justin?
Friday is the day.
Hey, that's my day. I'm doing it too.
We'll go together. In fact, maybe I'll play you as in a demo game.
That sounds good. We'll have to.
Are y'all going with our boss, Nate?
I don't know what day he is off to go do it, but yeah, he's going to Adepticon as well. So,
yeah, I'm excited to hear what y'all think of the game. I wish I could make it to Adepticon, but
we'll taunt you with a bunch of pictures and videos and
talk. You guys all jealous.
Yeah,
I'll get some like Lego figures here at home and just like make do with what I have and pretend like I'm playing with y'all.
I mean, that's doable. There's a ton of minifigs.
Exactly.
And you can build all the terrain you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. Custom made terrain.
One thing the stream did go over is the size of the cards. So they mentioned 4x6 cards and tarot-sized cards. So we sort of know the types of card protectors and stuff we'll need going forward, which is nice.
Yeah, so one less card size than MCP uses.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then I know there was something else. Oh, we saw a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of Ahsoka Tano's character card. But on it, I caught something that was really fun. The Ahsoka Tano Jedi No More was the title on her card. So definitely kind of seems in line with what we were talking about earlier with her being like the whole Siege of Mandalore. Like she's no longer part of the Jedi Order. So cool to see like them doing specific snippets of characters in their timelines.
And we saw two numbers on that card as well, but we don't know what those symbols beside it mean. She has a 9 and a 3, whatever that stands for.
Yeah, a 9 and a 3 of something.
The 9 has like a red thing next to it.
I'm thinking
which makes me think health or hit points or whatever.
Yeah, the 3 maybe could be like a threat level like we see in Crisis Protocol.
Could be something
force related or something
power related.
Defense. Although normally when they do force stuff, it's normally like blue colored.
Yeah. The mysterious light blue.
Yeah, the wispy white blue look.
Another cool thing about the actual box itself is like you get kind of like a painting gallery along the sides of it.
Yeah, you do get to see like all the pieces painted up. And
so that way if people need like reference tools to like while they're trying to paint their own stuff, they can just, you know, flip their box open and like, hey, this is what goes where.
Yeah. That's very true. And then we saw a little bit of what looks to be like a crisis or objective card in that little preview as well. Looks kind of like a square grid array where you're placing maybe objectives or something like that. So curious to see how they implement their version of like gameplay and like things you're fighting over, because it's obviously not just going to be the hey, let's just go and slash a bunch of dudes with lightsabers and shoot them with blasters game. Like there will be objectives.
Why are you giving away my tactics and game plan already, man?
as soon as they release the Star Wars Shatterpoint version of Black Order, that's what I'll be doing. Hopefully it's Gungans. That would be nice. Amazing.
Gungans are the boss Nass is like the Thanos of the set.
Oh man, I would buy another Thanos just to mod Boston Ass with like the Thanos gauntlet.
Well, I mean, now you just buy the like affiliation box, right? And that way you can turn all the rest of them into Gungans.
That's true. That's very true. Well, cool. I think that's about all we've got. Unless y'all think of anything else. I mean, obviously we know the game has tokens. We're not going to look through every single token and try and guess what it means.
Speculate. What does this shape mean?
There's damage tokens. There are going to be resource tokens. There are force tokens, we know. And then there's some kinds of status conditions. So you know as much as we do at this point.
I mean, it's an AMG game, so that makes sense. They love their tokens.
They do love their tokens. That they do. Well, I'm excited for this game. I'm excited to see what comes of it and how the gameplay turns out. Do you have any final thoughts before I close this out?
You wouldn't let me talk about it earlier, but I really want a pack with like Han as the leader, Chewie as the captain or whatever, and like R2 and 3PO or something as the other troops.
Okay.
I want a pack like that. Farm boy Luke with old man Obi-Wan. Like, I want to do like a New Hope, like rescuing Princess Leia.
I just want a bounty hunter pack that includes Dengar.
Do you want Dengar?
I want Dengar.
Toilet paper wrapped around his head. You want IG-88, the espresso machine that they spray painted?
Yeah, and then Forlom and Zuckus.
Forlom and Zuckus would be a good one.
And of course, I really want Dengar. Like, maybe you have Quill with him or, Cardoon.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet. I wonder if they're going to like introduce like vehicle terrain.
Well, in that one terrain box, the Take Cover one that has like all the rock.
There is a speeder
bike or swoop.
No, like I want like the full on like land speeder or.
You want like, the El Camino speeder from A New Hope that Luke rides around in? The.
yeah basically
give us the ones from Hoth,
like give me like
or give us some like
submarine from
droids.
That submarine thing from the Phantom Menace, give me some N1 starfighters. That would be an awesome piece of terrain.
Or a Padme ship, the big chrome one.
We know the scale, right? Did they give us the scale?
40 millimeters.
40. Okay. So, I mean, knowing that, you could start getting model X-Wings and scrapping them up and making terrain out of them, or model N1s or model droid starfighters or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure people have like all sorts of 3D printed stuff on like Thingiverse or everything.
Well, some of those toys, I forgot the line is called now, but some of those toys like had like bigger figures for like the younger kids actually are pretty close scale,
really,
to like this size as well, because I've seen some people use them for Legion and stuff, so those might work also.
Okay, now I need to convince my wife to let me buy some toys as well. Sweet. Oh man, well cool, I'm excited. Appreciate you guys joining this, and until next time, keep on gaming.